Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to talk more about the betting side of things. Chris Raybon, betting expert for the Action Network, co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you been?
I've been well, you know, just getting in some college basketball bets after the football season ended.
Yeah, I was going to say, it becomes a busy time of year is between NFL betting and NCAA tournament betting. What's bigger? Is it betting on the NFL on a week-in and week-out basis or the NCAA tournament where everybody gets involved?
You know, the NCAA tournament is absolutely huge. And just in general, you know, college basketball, it kind of goes unnoticed for parts of the year with the NFL kind of going on and the NBA. But just for sports books in general, they've taken a lot of money on college basketball just because a lot of sharp bettors have so many choices of games every single day, day in and day out.
So as we sit here and fill out our brackets, and every expert has a what to do and what not to do, some rules to follow. What rules do you follow as you sit down and start picking out your bracket?
Well, the number one rule that I follow is I want to know, you know, not just a team's, you know, probability of winning, but I want to know how many other people are picking that team. So whether I'm, you know, throwing out an ESPN bracket or a Yahoo bracket, I'm always looking at the percentages of how much a team is picked, because that's the true value. You know, whether a team is like, you know, 63 or 67% likely to win is not a big deal if you know, your opponents are only picking that team in 33% of their brackets. Then there's a huge edge to taking that team no matter what. So that's how I kind of approach it.
Okay, so, I mean, how many people, I mean, everybody's pretty much filling out their bracket and saying Duke is the favorite and Duke should win this thing. Is that the easy path to follow?
You know, I think with these upsets, I think you want to start picking some upsets when you get into the round of 16-8 and going there. So, you know, I think that Duke obviously is the most likely team to win. But, for example, in our simulations at the Action Network, we have Duke winning about 29% of the time, whereas they are picked on ESPN in the brackets about 39% of the time as a champion. So that's a situation where I would probably pick Duke, you know, right into my Elite Eight, maybe even Final Four. But when I'm getting down that close, that's where I might pick Duke to get knocked off.
How many times, do you have a statistic, but how many times the favorite, the number one overall, actually wins the tournament?
I believe it's in the 20s, but I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I know that the median of the Final Four teams, of the median seed, is six. So as in, they all add up to six, as in, you know, like a number one and a number two and another number one and another number
right.
two.
In addition to that, so some of the tougher matchups, there's always a 5-12 upset. I think it's just a matter of which upset you pick, because every year we always talk about a 5-12 matchup and the 12 ends up getting the 5.
Right, and I think there's an interesting game theory aspect to that too, because everyone knows that. So, you know, it's kind of public knowledge. Everyone's picking these 5-12 upsets, and a lot of people maybe pick more than one. They pick two or three. However, you have to be able to spot the correct one. And so your probability of actually picking the correct one, even let's say if 25% of them end in upset, your probability of actually picking the right one, you know, it might be, you know, lower than that. So your best bet in a lot of these is to kind of go against the grain and pick a lot of favorites early on and less upsets, because you're not getting that many points early in the bracket. And then you start to kind of go against the grain a lot more when the stakes are higher, you know, in the Elite Eight, the Final Four and whatnot.
Talking with Chris Raybon, betting expert for the Action Network, co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN. Also want to remind you that access to the bracket simulators, you can win your tourney pool by testing different scenarios according to the proprietary ratings, and access to the whole, you know, group of betting online for the tournament. Free download of the Action Network. You can go to the app or go to actionnetwork.com and check all the information out right then and there. So, Chris, as we sit here and fill this thing out, and I do it very systematically. I try to look at matchups, who's hot, maybe injuries, who was cold down the stretch, stuff like that. I mean, How easy is it to grab onto that versus, okay, who's picking the favorite? What's the percentage? Who's got the least amount of split? Who covers the spread more than, you know, that type of thing?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's definitely different ways you can go about it. Jonathan Bales of the Action Network actually wrote a great article. It's on the site right now entitled, you know, How to Win Your Bracket If You Know Nothing About College Hoops. So there's a way you could do it that way, but I'm kind of with you. You know, I definitely do look at matchups, and if I'm picking an upset, you know, it's not just because, oh, I want a 5-12 in there or something like that. Like, for example, I think, you know, I think UC Irvine has a really good shot against K-State because of, you know, the injury to Wade. I think that, you know, on the other side, I think Murray State has a really good shot against Marquette just the way because of the way they match up and what Marquette's been going through. So there are definitely some teams that I think are more vulnerable, even though they're the higher seeds. Now, I'll definitely have them to advance in a lot of my brackets.
Murray State is getting a ton of pub. We were talking about that yesterday. Obviously, Marquette being here in our own backyard, but I'm listening nationally yesterday. A lot of people talking about Murray State being that 5-12 matchup. That's that upset. How confident are you in what Wisconsin's got going on against Oregon and Oregon streaking coming into the tournament?
You know, I am a fan of Wisconsin. I think you always worry. You kind of worry about, you know, the hack a hat strategy and whatnot. But I think Wisconsin has enough defense to get it done. I think that is, you know, anytime you have these 5-12 matchups, I think the underdogs are going to always get a lot of attention. So I do think you want to beware because, you know, we have some trends at the Action Network looking at tournaments on Bet Labs, and it turns out that when an underdog is getting more than it's getting the majority of the betting tickets, they're about only 44% against the spread. So I think you really have to be careful in a lot of these situations because you know, a lot of times they are getting too much love. So I do think you got to pick your spot. I am a little more confident in Wisconsin than I am in a team like Marquette.
So you start to creep down, you get to your, you know, Elite Eight, so to speak, and you had talked about, you know, a team like Duke making it through, and you start to look at some of the number ones that can get there. I have Tennessee getting there, and then Virginia, one of my first top seeds that gets bounced. I know Virginia fans aren't going to like that after what happened to them last year, but I think Tennessee coming out of the SEC has had just a strong, strong year at 29-5, playing in the SEC, obviously, a couple of times against Kentucky and beating up in that particular conference. I think Tennessee is a team that's ripe for maybe making it to a Final Four this year.
You know what? I love that, Bill, because the first bracket I actually filled out, Tennessee, I had Tennessee winning it all. And it was kind of going along those same lines that you just mentioned, and a little game theory kind of, you know, dropped in there where, you know, Tennessee, they're not the favorite, but they're one of the maybe, you know, 10 to 12 teams that I think you could really, you know, you wouldn't be surprised if they kind of knocked off a couple of higher seeds when we got down there and made a run. Their offense is, you know, top five in the country, so I don't hate it at all. I think Virginia actually is a really interesting one too, because if you look at the percentages on ESPN, for example, you know, Virginia, only 7.8% of brackets have them winning the national championship game. That's the lowest of any number one seed. And, you know, I think that their odds are a lot higher than that. You know, our simulations have them, you know, significantly higher. So I think, you know, just you could be a little bit contrarian and a little bit against the grain without really going too off the board here, just by, you know, taking, you know, a Virginia over a team like North Carolina, for example, or Gonzaga over Duke.
How much of that is kind of like a holdover or hangover from last year when they ended up losing right away as the first ever number one seed to lose to a 16 seed?
I think there's a lot. I think, you know, you everyone's going to kind of, there's, you know, this is so big, as we kind of talked about at the top, and everyone's kind of getting their brackets in. And a lot of people really haven't paid much attention to college basketball, you know, since they filled out their bracket last year and since the tournament last year. And so, you know, that's fresh in a lot of people's minds. Just similarly, I think, you know, Villanova may, you know, maybe getting a little too much love, you know, just based on, you know, the success that they had last year. So you definitely see that kind of that carryover from what happened in the tournament the year before.
Hey, real quick, as far as the app goes and what people can do to download it and kind of figure out their brackets, talk about it real quick.
Sure. So, you know, you could download the Action Network app on the App Store. You know, it's a free app. It gives you all the information in terms of who the Sharks are betting, you know, what the lines are, all the line moves. And you can also follow any of the Action Network experts so you can see all my picks and everyone else. So a really cool app. Go download it and also check out the Bracket Simulator on ActionNetwork.com.
Always good. Always appreciate it, Chris. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, Bill. Good luck on your bracket.
There you go. Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is our buddy Chris Raybon from the Action Network, also co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN. You can go there and you can read his stuff. You can download the Action Network app, put it on your phone. It'll run simulations for you. You can start to pick your brackets out, all that kind of good stuff. So there you go. That is our buddy Chris Raybon joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.